The African Youth Forum that's going to be held next week. It's a report on African youth experiences with the police and the criminal justice system. So how are you involved with the African community in terms of, like, what are the roles you've carried out?
In a number of ways, I've sat on as an executive board member for ACOFI, which is African Communities Forum Incorporated. I was involved with that new setup of it as a former chair of the Auckland Council Ethnic People's Advisory Panel. I've been involved with Africa, attended Africa on My Sleeve, Africa Day, pretty much involved all the time with African communities.
So I understand that the ACOFI is also one of the main sponsors of the report that was done on this.
Yes, the grant that was given to us, we applied for funding from the Lotteries Commission.
Yes.
And I applied on behalf of ACOFI. So ACOFI was able to secure the funding for us to that enabled us to carry out this research.
Oh, that's great. So what was your role? How did you, what was your role in the report that was done on African youth?
I was the principal researcher. Actually, the community themselves, the youth, African youth in the community came to me and told me of their experiences with the police and said this was happening to them. This is what they were encountering with the police and the New Zealand justice system. And they wanted to bring attention to the issues to highlight what was going on because they didn't have anyone to turn to. No one was listening to them. And they wanted people in New Zealand to know what was going on. And they asked if I would look into it. And that is how the research study began. And I approached Lotteries Commission and they gave us funding. And so we carried out that study.
You're listening to Touchdown Radio Planet FM 104.6. If you've just joined us, we've got Camille in the studio, who's one of the researchers who conduct a report on African youth experiences with the police and the criminal justice system. And we're now joined by Marvin and Goulet, who are also part of that report. What was your guys' role in conducting the report and the research and things?
So I am the forum organizer. I'm the project lead. I led a team of young Africans that were working on this project. I was also initially involved with the research report as a co-researcher. So I was involved from also the initial discussions in terms of conducting this research, the need for it, and so forth.
So you've done the report and it's been published and people have access to it. How come you decided to have a forum?
We realized that basically we could not just leave the findings. Some of the findings that came up in the report were really concerning. And we realized there was no point really doing the research without using it to sort of create an awareness, create some sort of discussion, or at least try to address some of the issues where possible. And we think organizing this forum is a way of starting that initial piece of discussion, getting the stories and the experiences of our young people out there for everyone to know, to be aware of that this is actually some of these experiences are happening here in New Zealand. Ultimately, we want to keep our young people safe. So we feel as though this is the start of that and more.
So will this forum, will it be an open platform for people to discuss back and forth, share their opinions and such?
So we've got there will be a presentation about the research on the day of the forum. There will also be a panel discussion featuring the police, young Africans as well. We've got really good, interesting lineup of panelists. We've got a community leader in there. And we've also got a restorative justice service provider who's worked very closely with Māori and Pacifica communities. And so ultimately, everyone on the panel discussion brings different perspectives and views to the issues that we're going to be discussing. And we're hoping that panel discussion will be the start of further discussions, ongoing discussions. So people will be invited to ask questions. Absolutely. It is an open forum. So anyone from the community that is interested in attending is, you know, more than welcome to attend on the day. If you have any questions specifically to anybody on the panel, you know, that'd be also welcomed. And the panelists themselves will have had the opportunity to have seen and an embargoed draft copy of the report, so they've had time to digest the findings and to prepare their thoughts and response to that.
Sounds good. When it came to the content or the actual findings and statistics that you collected, did you find anything that was surprising, any of you guys?
There wasn't anything surprising about it. It was expected. What was surprising was the degree of brutality, police brutality towards the youth. The surprising thing is that it is so invisible and nobody actually knows what's going on. I think very much Aotearoa New Zealand is very much unaware of the experiences that our African youth are enduring at the hands of the police. What we did find, though, was the racism that our youth are encountering in their encounters with the police, the discrimination, the fact that police are, according to the youth, breaching their rights, stopping them. I know random stops are allowed, permitted, but the constant following of them, profiling them, targeting, harassing them, I'm sure that's a breach of their human rights. Entering the homes without warrants for the arrest, calling them niggers, telling them to go back home, that they don't belong here, telling them they shouldn't be on the North Shore when they live in Mount Roskill. I'm sure those things should not be happening to our African youth.
Completely agree with you. Do you guys have anything to add?
It's just more of an awareness thing for our youth. A lot of it is also miscommunications, just based on cultural differences. I found that people who easily integrate to New Zealand have a different interaction with the police as well. So, yeah, there's an area to grow and learn from each other. So,
for sure. But did you grow up here in New Zealand, both of you? Yeah. So what were your experiences as youth then, as growing up here in New Zealand? Did you face the same issues or share the same experiences as the youth that were in the study that you talked to?
From a personal perspective, I'm actually not really surprised in terms of some of the findings. Just being part of the community and being around the young people, I always have known that it was an issue that was happening out there in the community. I mean, I'm a law-abiding, contributing citizen. And, I mean, there has been circumstances where I have felt racially profiled. Basically, I didn't feel, you know, it's not just on one occasion, too, on multiple times. And it kind of just makes me wonder, and I guess I have a good understanding of what my rights are and what I'm entitled to, but it kind of gets me thinking maybe how somebody that is not really sure of their rights might be treated in that type of situation and the sort of experience that they may have. So, yeah, definitely, I feel like it's something that I can absolutely strongly relate to. It's an important issue.
For sure. Marvin?
Well, I've been here 18 years now. Went to high school here. And so grew up through the system, going to, in terms of schooling, AUT. So it's, well, we've always had encounters just because, but everyone has encounters, all youth has, we all have encounters with the police. It's just the way it is. They're the law enforcers. So it's just naturally like us not being able to articulate sometimes how we're feeling and then maybe being misconstrued.
Yeah, like you were saying, the miscommunication.
Yeah, but also, like, our cultures are different, you know, with majority of the guys who stop us. So, as Africans, we're naturally loud, I find, especially young black boys are just loud by nature. And over here, it's not so loud. So it can be taken out of context when you're dealing with the police because they're telling you to, and you're trying to express yourself. And that's where emotions get heated, and people react. That's human nature, you know. So,
Marvin, do you think they treat you differently because of the cultural differences?
They will treat you differently based on if they find that you assimilated or integrated quite nicely, then the attitudes are different.
Because
it's more like a local, and then so it's easy to communicate because then your tone as well, your delivery, a lot of our young youth are still working through that, so they can be able to tone it down sometimes. And but then there wouldn't be youth. So
you grow up, I believe, in New Zealand, but you also understand in Africa the way we behave towards the police and the community. We don't have a relationship where there's a police presence because there's something wrong. Do you think the same thing here? Because personally, I found like the police here, they're so close to the community.
From your experiences growing up in Africa?
Well, I don't think, from my experience, we weren't from police, period. Even back home, you know, we just, profiling is still there. Like, this is just all coming from experience. The difference is, over there, like, just situations I dealt with, and then it stops, but here things just carried on. They go on into courtrooms, and a lot of our kids are going through the system to the courts. So the police is just a byproduct, it's just a beginning. But they don't really realize when they get to the courtrooms this way, mentally, because of the process, can be, it's hurting them. But profiling, so it's just something that we go used to. But over here, of course, it's different for everyone.
I feel like you could just go on and on about all the differences and the different factors that definitely affect it. You're listening to Shutdown Radio on Planet FM 104.6. If you've just joined us, we've got Marvin, Goulet and Camille in the studio, and we've been talking about a report that they conducted on African youth experiences with the police and the criminal justice system here in New Zealand. Thank you guys so much for joining us today and talking about what you guys have, your studies and the reports and the findings that you guys came across. Just before we end, where can we get more information about the report you conducted and also the event that's on next week?
It's on Facebook, apparently. It's all over Facebook and the youth Facebook. You can get it from our Ko-fi website, Africa on My Sleeve, the Migrant Action Trust website, and all Africa Welfare Services Trust New Zealand website. So you're going to put it on all the websites.
Cool. So a quick Google search will make it easy to find.
Yes, you can find and probably try to put it on the Auckland University of Technology AUT website also.